This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the warm-up program. My name's Al Dukes. I'm with CeeLo today. Jerry is in for Boomer. This is the smithereens, CeeLo. And I bring this up because, are you a Spotify person?
I'm not.
Okay, so I'm
an Apple Music guy myself.
Okay. I don't know if Apple Music does this, but Spotify does this thing where it knows what you're listening to, so it'll sometimes send an email and say, this band you like is in concert.
Okay.
Near you.
All right.
So they keep sending me the smithereens, but they're sending me a picture. Like, it's like, oh, the smithereens are playing in Asbury Park. But the one guy's been passed away for 5 years, and they're still using his photo as, like, come see the smithereens. And the lead singer is Mr. Pat DiNizio. He's passed to 2017, but...
Pros and cons of technology, right?
Yeah, they've got. I feel like they got to update that, but
that's like got to be automated somehow.
Yes,
or
it must be the main
algorithm of
some sort.
Yeah,
they must grab the picture that is in the main picture for when you go to the Smithereens music page.
Yeah,
and that man has passed, but now they're sending it. Hey, come see him in concert.
Right, misleading. False
Very
advertising.
Misleading. False advertising. I was reading today though about this. You know, I don't know if you do this with family members, but Netflix is cracking down now, finally. They've been warning us for years, password sharing in different households.
How are they cracking down?
Well, I guess they're...
Like with an IP address or
something? Yeah, they'll be able to figure out. Like, Spotify knows this. I tried to hook up my Spotify at Gina's house. Yeah. It knows.
No go.
They're like, no, this is two different houses, you jerk.
Try again.
And Netflix is going to do that.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem.
Yep.
We'd have... It's actually three households.
Three households.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep.
My family, my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, and my in-laws.
You all share one Netflix account.
We sure do.
Yeah, that is coming to an end.
Great.
You can add households for $7.99 a month.
On top of
whatever you're paying, as opposed to doing a whole fresh new,
account.
$15 a month or whatever the heck it is.
Okay.
You got away with it for too long, CeeLo.
Yep, it was fun while it lasted.
It was. It was a good time while it lasted.
We knew this day was coming.
We did.
And here it is.
We were warned.
Yes.
Now, I watched Netflix yesterday with no problem, so I don't know when this is kicking in.
Oh, why? You're in the same situation?
Well, Gina and I have one Netflix account.
Okay.
Yeah, and two different households.
But who's the leader on the account?
Well, interesting. It's her email, but I pay.
Huh.
Interesting, right?
So I wonder how they decide then.
It'll be by email address.
Email address.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's going to crack down. I was watching a Netflix documentary. I finished it last night on Anna Nicole Smith, which was kind of interesting.
Ah.
It was pretty interesting. She led a wild life.
Yes.
What a wild life.
Wild.
Weird, wild stuff. I had forgotten a bunch of the stuff about her.
I'm sure there's things I'm not even aware of.
Yeah. But boy, she was a good-looking gal.
Sure was. Yeah. In her day, as they say.
Back in the day, yeah, definitely. She was only 39, though, when she passed. Drugs. This drugs will get you.
Unfortunately, that's a long list of celebrities.
And she had a bad childhood and a bad adulthood.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, that will do it. But here's the weird thing I didn't know about her. We know, remember she married that really old dude?
No.
Okay, so she married like a 90-year-old
guy. Oh, yes, now that you say I do.
A billionaire.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you his name or what he looked like, but yeah I do remember that.
90-year-old billionaire she marries, and everyone thought she was, you know, trying to get his money off.
Sure.
I didn't realize she was in some sort of non-sexual relationship with him for many, many years before we all were aware of it.
Before they got married?
Yeah. Like, it made it seem like she married this billionaire as he was on his death. I mean, he was very old.
They had a non-sexual relationship before they were married. So
yes.
What was the...
It was a love relationship that was not sexual.
Okay.
And then she wanted half of his billions. She did not get it.
Seems like a bit of a long con.
Yeah. It could have been.
Sorry.
Could have
been. I shouldn't make that assumption, but I don't know. You know what? I shouldn't speak on it until I see it, but I would say that sounds a little curious.
Right. Oh, it was definitely
curious.
My
eyebrows would raise over that one.
But I saw some home movies. She seemed to really love the guy.
All right. Maybe she just liked significantly older men.
Maybe.
In a endearing, non-sexual sort of way.
I'm Boomer Esiason.
Boomer is much younger than that.
Oh, yeah.
That guy.
By quite a bit.
But anyways, a big court battle, and she ended up getting nothing. Didn't get anything.
Was there a prenuptial agreement situation?
No. But he had this old guy had written into his will that she was to get stuff, but
so why didn't she get
the son made it seem like the father wasn't in a position to make those decisions.
How can you make that claim and have that hold up in court after he
Because when you're 90, dies? You could be like, my father has no idea
but
what he's doing.
His
he's
will.
90.
The I know. Will is a legal document.
I don't know.
And there was no prenuptial agreement.
Not as far as I'm aware. I mean, I think I paid attention when I was watching this.
Something's missing.
Something's missing. All right. Well, I'd love for you to watch it, but you share a password. Unfortunately, you will not be able to watch Netflix
anymore.
You
get another
anymore.
$8 a month out of us.
Yes, you will.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I see the Rangers and Islanders are going to play each other at MetLife Stadium next year.
Yes.
In February.
February. I think there's supposed to be two games. I think the Devils might be involved as
two
well.
Two games. Devils-Flyers.
Devils-Flyers.
And they're going to be back-to-back days in February.
Okay.
Little Rangers-Islanders outdoor stadium series, I guess, they're doing all around the NHL.
I like the outside stuff.
Yeah.
In fairness, I was more into, Yankee Stadium and Citi Field.
Maybe they're just trying to change it up.
Or no, they didn't do one at Yankee Stadium, did they?
They did one at Citi Field, for sure.
And the Rangers played the Flyers down in Philly in the first one that they were in?
In the
2012?
In the baseball stadium or the football stadium?
Baseball.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. Citizens.
Yeah, I
you
think
know
those
what?
Are cool.
Wow. I was just talking to Jerry about this yesterday, about memories and how I could rip off, tell you, Bernie Williams hit the walk-off, game 196.
Your
from
long-term
my childhood.
Memory, yes.
But meantime, the last 10 years as an adult.
Yeah.
No.
We're getting too much information as adults now.
Right.
Which
we're running out of storage space in the brain.
Correct. Which is why I couldn't even recall the lawsuit involving Anna Nicole Smith and her 90-year-old husband. And I watched that last night. But I could tell you who the Braves infield was in the 1980s.
Oh, yeah. You rip off those
right around the
70s and
I will
80s
go
names.
Right around the diamond.
But I'm pretty sure they played at Yankee Stadium, too. But you continue.
We're going to MetLife.
Thank you,
Eddie.
Okay.
We have to break? Okay. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have one more story for you. Then Gio and Jerry at the top. But first, an Odyssey sportsman.
Yeah, Amy.
Amy Lawrence.
On a team we talked about earlier.
Who?
Well, you got to guess.
The Yankees.
No.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
Welcome back, Gio with Jerry in just a few moments. I have a few more moments here with CeeLo. I don't always see the Celtics stayed alive, CeeLo. That's good news.
With authority, yeah.
No sweep there.
Nope.
What do you mean with authority? Because they
like
won
they
by
won
like
comfortably and looked
17
confident.
17
points. And, the other night it was the head coach. I didn't have him ready to play, and it was all these questions, and they could have laid down and died, but they did not.
Man, I was hoping we were getting a sweep in every one of these series.
That's the one we already got the sweep in the West.
Right.
And the NHL series are both still have a bagel on one side.
Sweep City.
Yeah.
Now I don't think we're getting any more sweeps.
No, you
just broke
you
the
both,
sweep.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1, New York. Always live on the free Odyssey app.